Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio!
That's what it is. It's Blog Talk Radio. For those who don't know,
welcome back to Tom on the Radio with your host, Tom O'Neill.
Yep, we are here for another 40-minute gap fest on Tom on the Radio. It's 11 o'clock in the east, and you can adjust your time accordingly. I'm Tom O'Neill with the man, the myth, and in his own mind, the legend, Steve Baxley. And the beauty about my show and his show, you can come in with all the plans and all the outlines of what you want to talk about and what you want to say. But as I said, the beauty of our show is we have to break the script. But then again, I have no damn script. What the hell is a script? The only thing that we plan on is I be on his show and he be in my show. Steve, how the heck are you? And what I'm talking about is I mentioned in my weekly rundown on Facebook that are the vultures circling Brad Ausmus, the Detroit Tigers manager. And although the Tigers did win tonight, telltale sign that the heat is on. Brad Ausmus, from the pictures I saw, blew a gasket. Or two gaskets. Three gaskets.
Oh, I'd say three gaskets and a visit from the specter of Earl Weaver. Holy.
Now, obviously, I'm in Virginia, and we don't get the Tigers games down here. And the unfortunate thing about this time of year is two televisions are not enough, especially tonight where you have Raw, the first round of the Western Conference playoffs in the NBA, and we're going into overtime in Pittsburgh with the Ning and the Penguins tied at two. And then this afternoon, our favorite football team had a parade that got me thinking, Steve, what do the Lions and Leicester City have in common? They both wear blue.
Oh.
And I was thinking someday before I die, and I'm going to promise this to you right now on this show, if the Lions ever win the Super Bowl, you and I are going to stand side by side at the victory party.
Oh, yes.
I will come to Detroit for that. Because I think, and I've said this so many times in the past, if the Detroit Lions could ever win the Super Bowl, that victory party will be bigger than the ones thrown for the Pistons, Red Wings, and Tigers combined. And I want to be
there for it.
And especially, I mean, you can't get 5,000-to-1 odds on the Lions. I mean, Leicester City had 5,000-to-1 odds this season to win their championship, and they pulled it off. Somebody in the great UK is buying a castle because of Leicester City, And I wish it was me.
I wish it was me, too.
I'll just say this right off the bat.
If Leicester City can win a title after I don't know how many years of existence,
132
years of existence. This is their first championship. The Lions sure as hell can try.
Sure as hell. There is no excuse for that football team to be inept as it is. But there's always next year. There's always this coming season. If Leicester City can do it, why not the Lions?
I mean, right now they got a new attitude, a new man at the helm. And it's starting to come together.
And they got a fan base that is starving. It's starving for this team to break out. And the division is there for the taking.
That's right. And, I mean, you are right. The fans are starving. In fact, they're starving so much, Sally Struthers is doing a new commercial for them. Please help the Lions.
Good old Sally Struthers. Oh, my goodness.
And when I start using one of those references, you know it's time the Lions step up. Man up.
And not screw up. And not duck up.
That's right.
I completely agree with you. Now let's get to something that happened tonight. I mean, we mentioned it at the top of the show. Brad Ausmus blew a gasket, went after some umps, got tossed from the game, and then took off his sweatshirt and introduced that sweatshirt to home plate. Now I can only go by the pictures I saw. I did not see him go off yet. I mean, like I said, there was so much that's going on tonight. You know, I'll probably catch it on Scott Van Pelt's show.
I will tell you this. There was a general manager long ago, everybody knows his name, who was, shall we say, uniquely classic in arguing with the umps. And the way he would do so, that was epic. And I speak of Baltimore Orioles manager, the late great Earl Weaver. Tonight, Brad Ausmus channeled his inner Earl Weaver finally and let it all out for the world to see. And I know we all saw it. Fox Sports Detroit, of course, carries the Tiger game. But on the other side of that coin, the Minnesota Twins, which are broadcast by Fox Sports North, their fans not only saw it, they heard it, because unlike Fox Sports Detroit, Fox Sports North left their on-field mics on.
And it was not suitable for children's ears.
Let's put it this way. Not only was it not suitable for children's ears, it wasn't suitable for parents' ears, the folks' ears. and the nuns of our sister of perpetual ill motion. I mean, wow. He let loose with North. I mean, he just let it loose.
I'm sure there were some F-bombs. And you could hear it on the Fox Sports North broadcast.
Yep. And I got to say it. Earl Weaver was looking down from his perch in heaven and saying, "You finally learned. You finally learned."
But is it too late?
Oh, no. I think that was what Brad Ausmus needed. I think that's what the Tigers needed. And I think that's what the fans needed. The fans, they didn't like Brad Ausmus being mild-mannered and say, "Oh, that's okay, nothing, blah, blah, blah." But you got to admit, yeah, tonight, the fans have got to give Brad Ausmus props. They got to give him respect because he came out there guns a-blazing and, shall we say, sunflower seeds flowing. Mm. I guarantee you there's going to either be a fine or a suspension coming.
Or both.
Or both. But that is what the fans, the players, the team, everyone, that's what they needed to see. Brad Ausmus.
So this is kind of this is kind of like taking one for the team, because the way baseball is set up these days, you don't get into an Earl Weaver type tirade these days with the way the game is being played. So it must have just festered in him for a while, and it just took a little something for him to get off.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, not only did, I mean, he went off on the media. He finally had enough, and like I said, tonight was the night Brad Ausmus showed the fans, showed the team, showed Mr. Ilitch, showed everyone that this is his team. And it was about time to let loose. And boy, did he let loose. The time had come.
Oh, before you continue the thought, Pittsburgh scored in overtime, so now the series is tied at one apiece. Go ahead.
Arg. But, I mean, the Tigers lost about 11 out of 12 games. There was critics and fans were just all getting on the Fire Ausmus bandwagon. It started to eat at him finally. And so, like I said, he needed to do something to get the respect back, and I think he did it.
But as I said before, Steve, is it too late? Not just for him,
so.
But for this team.
I don't think so. I think tonight was the beginning. I honestly feel that if they can continue this way of playing, I mean playing like a team possessed, they may have a chance at redemption.
But yeah, they play in one of the most toughest divisions in baseball right now. Almost all the teams in the AL Central are in contention.
That's right. Even shockingly enough, the Tigers are in contention. But to keep it up, you got to light a fire. And Brad Ausmus not only lit a fire, he lit an inferno.
Well, that's good. Good for them.
And too late or not, I got to say, he did what he could, and it must have worked, because I've never seen a team dial back from an 8-run comeback to win 10-8.
That's great.
I mean, umpires better watch out. I think Brad Ausmus is on a roll.
All of one game. But what you're saying is that one game might be like that snowball rolling down the side of a snow-covered hill. It's growing.
That's right.
Got to start somewhere.
All it took was a little catalyst, and that losing streak was the catalyst, because it has to eat, I mean, not being a manager, it has to eat at the head man of a baseball team, a basketball team. When you suffer a losing streak so much and the fans start to say it's time to let him go, it's gotta eat at you. And you gotta find a way, you gotta find that catalyst to just let it out. And that home plate umpire, wow. By the way, I understand the Sunflower Seed Company is trying to sign the home plate umpire for a lot of ads.
Well, who says these umps are not under pressure now, because every call they make is either scrutinized or reviewed or turned over, and you know, you got a manager that has about had it, and it didn't take much for him to get tossed, and he wanted, as they say in the broadcast business, he wanted to get his money's worth.
Oh, he got his paycheck and a bonus.
Well, we can only hope, Steve, that the Tigers wake up from their malaise and be among the counted in the AL Central, because I don't think the White Sox are flukes. And you know about the Royals. And you know, the only bottom feeder are the Twins, and I am very leery of the Indians.
After the scalping they did on the Reds, wow! I just gotta ask the manager of the Reds and the whole team one question. Do the name Cutso ring a bell?
You trying to say they didn't show up?
I'm trying to say not only did they show up, but
I'm saying about the Reds that they didn't show up.
The Reds didn't show up. I think personally the Indians were playing the old ladies spinning yoga and knitting class. I send sympathies to the manager who watched his entire team finally figure out how Custer felt at Little Bighorn. When the Indians uprising surprised even them.
Gee, where's the symmetry and all that? Indians.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. 6,
I think, was the final score on that game, and wow.
Great googly goops. Oh, speaking of Cleveland, some media bouncings have been happening in C-Town. Are you familiar with Rob Powers?
I do believe yes.
He used to be a sports guy in Channel 13 in Toledo.
Ah, yes.
He took the fast track to New York, and he did sports at WABC, Liz Cho's station. I know how much you have a crush on her. Came out today that Rob Powers is coming back to the Midwest.
Ooh.
He's coming to Cleveland, oh, and not in a sports capacity. He's going to be the new main anchor at the Scripps station in Cleveland.
Wow.
Woos. Channel 5. On your side. Yeah, there are lots of rumblings in Cleveland. The NBC station is going to lose their meteorologist to the last place station, Cleveland 19. And one of Cleveland 19's reporters, one of their best reporters, is getting the hell out of Dodge and going to Washington, D.C.
Where all the action is.
Bro. So, yeah, I mentioned in my Facebook today that there is a lifestyle show on the NBC affiliate here in Norfolk. I'm sure you're familiar with the station, WABY, that runs a daily 1 hour kind of like a infomercial type of show where people, you know, sponsor themselves to push their product on the show. And the first co-host of that show, her name is Carrie Fury. She left the show a few years ago. And after three co-hosts come and gone, guess who popped up on Wavy this morning? Carrie Fury, one of the best kept secrets. And it's like she didn't miss a beat. Now, the station made it sound like she was just subbing for the day. But you and I know, Steve, you and I know that you don't sub during a rating period. And especially when you don't tell anybody. I went on the show's Facebook page this evening and I posted something on there, and a lot of people posted on there. So my thing is, and the show posted something on the page saying that she will be co-host for the rest of the week.
Yeah,
which
right.
Tells me, which tells me that, yeah, she'll be co-host the rest of this week and next week. The week after that, month after that,
and 3 years after that.
I'm not gonna say years, but you know, just some people. There are some people in life that are just made for certain things. And,
oh yeah.
And I guess her personality and the fact she knows how to do a show like that, you know. When you see it, you like saying, "Where has she been?" So I'm glad Carrie Fury is back, and I hope she stays for a long time.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Smokey. Oh boy! Well, as I look on my TVs. It has kind of died down. I mean, there was like three or four things going on at once. Now there's only one thing, and that's the basketball game. And Golden State came back on OKC. Yeah. So 6 days to the next pay-per-view on the WWE, which is Extreme Rules. I said that too. I mean, I don't even know who's on the card.
The card looks pretty well. Yeah. I mean, when your lead show can't even promote it, you go from Extreme Rules to Extreme Smooth.
Extreme Smooth.
I mean, and
something tells me two people are going to be coming back to the WWE and they can't come back a second any sooner. Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Oh, that would be fun.
And we know John Cena is coming back in 2 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah, if I was in the crowd tonight, I would be yelling, boring, boring.
In this case, refund.
Refund. You know, you've been a wrestling fan all of your life, and you know the worst thing a wrestler can have when he is performing in the ring is silence.
Yeah, we know a few diva matches that had that.
Maybe that's why they went back to the women's title.
Yes, because I think they went to the pay-per-views that had the divas in them, and not even heavy audio sweetening could help kill the silence of death, as I like to call it.
Any match
that you build up the hype on so much and then on paper, and then as it's executed on live television and the crowd's not even in it, you're thinking to yourself, maybe I better update that resume.
Yeah, I think we better make a change.
Oh, yeah. They better make one.
Don't get me wrong, I will still watch. I got to get my $9.95 worth, but I'm not that enthused about what's coming up this Sunday. Maybe they're doing it on purpose.
I'll be watching it, too. Just because I'm a glutton for punishment.
I'm just a glutton. Yeah, I mean, you know you have it bad when one of your main events is a women's submission match.
Oy vey.
Now, how many times do we have to see Charlotte and Natty go at it? I mean, there's only so much blood you can get out of a turnip.
Yeah, and let's face it, the stipulation, the Ric Flair being banished from that match,
They don't call him the dirtiest player in the game for nothing.
That's right. He'll find a way in, even if it's to be part of the crew. Hint, hint.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting. I wonder if SmackDown being taped tomorrow night in Charlotte. Very interesting.
You could say SmackDown will be getting two wounds.
Woo!
That's right.
Woo.
We ain't talking woo woo woo. We're talking. Woo.
No, you ain't talking Zack Ryder here.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah,
you're talking the land of the nature boy.
Yeah, and the Carolinas are flare country, as they say.
I wonder how long
will Stephanie and Shane McMahon kind of be civil to each other. That's why I think you're going to be seeing Triple H a lot sooner than anybody thinks.
Yeah. Yep, I think after Extreme Rules, I think you're going to see the wheels start turning. Extreme Snooze. I think you're going to see the wheels turning in Stephanie's head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's the queen bee. And as much as I think that she loves her brother, she loves money and power more.
That's right, and I will say this, if they bring Triple H back, and I have a feeling they will, I will agree, that's going to change everything, literally.
Yeah.
And I think Seth Rollins, a good start, be a nice feud with Seth Rollins.
Hmm, That should be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. I think they're just waiting on the proper time to reintroduce Seth Rollins. And I wonder, you're right, that would be a good feud to have Triple H and Seth Rollins go at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to see what happens. And I know it hasn't been promoted heavily, but I'm going to count how many times they sweeten up the audio.
Well, I mean, sweeten the audio, you mean like during Raw or SmackDown or both?
Well, I mean both. I mean, not only that, but in the pay-per-view itself.
Oh, that's right. Well, I don't think you're going to need sweetener because these are New Jersey people that's going to be coming to the event. I mean, it's no accident that the WWE have most of their pay-per-views now up in the Northeast Corridor. Because those are your hardcore wrestling fans up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just wish they'd bring them a little bit more closer to where I'm at.
Well, Raw is going to be in Baltimore next week, so that's a five-hour drive from... That's a five-hour drive from where I live, so, you know. But I did hear a rumor that sometime in June, SmackDown is supposed to come to Norfolk, so I might start collecting my pennies and scrounge up a ticket to go, just to go, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not as flamboyant as exciting as it once was, but it's still the WWE.
That's true. That's true, and you never know what happens at a SmackDown taping.
No, you never know who you're going to meet, you know. So, you mentioned on your show last Friday. Oh, by the way, before I go any further, I wished him a happy birthday on your show last Friday, and I would like to wish him a happy birthday on my show this week. Happy birthday to Speedy Wonder, and found out today that it's a golden birthday for Janet Jackson. So she couldn't have had a better thing to do than to celebrate her birthday and carry a child.
That's true.
So,
that's a good birthday. That is the ultimate birthday present.
And especially at being 50 years old.
This is true.
Now, I still don't like her. If I had my ticket and I was going to go and she wasn't doing the tour this year, I'm still mad that she got my money. But I guess there are some things in life you can't help.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so... let's see. We mentioned last Friday about all the cancellations on the major networks, and there were a ton of them, and really there were no surprises. Steve?
Hello. Oh, yeah.
I was saying there were no surprises in terms of the cancellations.
Just a couple of shocks, but beyond that, I think either tomorrow or Wednesday we find out just what's in store for the Peacock, the Eyeball, and the Alphabet Networks, and as well as Fox and the CW. Yeah, and I will make, I think with the way the CW is bringing on DC comic characters for their own shows, They might as well just change their name. They might as well change their name to the Superhero Network.
and CBS moved Supergirl from Monday nights to Monday nights, I think, on the CW.
Yep, it's going to be Flash. It's going to be Supergirl. I'm just hoping for. I'm just hoping to see. Let's see. Supergirl. Superman series again.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. It's just. You know, the landscape of everything in broadcasting is so different.
Yeah, oh boy, and, it is.
Oh, we didn't even mention that Kelly and Michael ended their show Friday, and over the weekend, they got rid of all the Kelly and Michael gift apparel at the ABC store. So now all the coffee mugs and T-shirts and all that say Live with Kelly.
Yeah, they're discounted to
$9.99. And as I said before, it's so hard to believe that someone, or shall I like to say, somebody thinks someone is worth $60,000 a day. I think it was pure out-and-out jealousy that led Kelly and Michael astray, man. I think Michael heard about what Kelly made and said, I don't even make half that.
But I will say one thing. I think Kelly may think she's queen of the hill. That hill's getting a little shaky, a little steep. I mean, how's she going to react when, at least on the local, on the WABC line, she has to say, stay tuned now for Good Morning America with Michael Strahan.
or they chop one of their other shows, other syndicated shows, and run the third hour Good Morning America between 9 and 10, have Kelly between 10 and 11, and either Rachel Ray or The View get the Ziggy. The View is a hard watch. I'll be honest.
The View
is going to
be saved. I think The View is going to be saved. Bye bye.
Yeah, because I think ABC is seeing too much of a good opportunity to piggyback off of the first 2 hours of Good Morning America with the third hour and to compete with the Today Show's 9 o'clock hour.
I agree. It's hard to sell it's on an extra hour of a top-rated program. I mean, look at how many affiliates air the 9 o'clock hour of show live, when you realize you're doing it against what used to be known as Live with Regis and Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised Kelly hasn't given Regis a little cut of her salary because she wouldn't be where she was if it weren't for Regis.
Oh, this is true. And Kelly should remember, she started out doing a soap opera. Then she got plucked to do a morning show. If she doesn't watch out, she may be doing a morning show at Poughkeepsie.
Yeah.
And I don't mean any ill will towards Kelly, but if your ego is so big,
I do.
You think you're... Your bleep don't stink that you could pick and choose who you want to be the new host. Check your contract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just find that very interesting. well, contracts are slanted towards management anyway. It's very few contracts. But Kelly is included that the talent or the employee has some kind of leverage.
This is true. I think Kelly, if she keeps pushing, she's going to realize the wrath of having a network as a boss.
or as a part of your boss team. I understand that, but I still can't get over it. That woman makes more in one day than I made in a year.
Ooh.
I mean, that's kind of sad. I don't know whose part is sad on my part or her part.
I just look at it this way. Michael Strahan has got to be the luckiest man in the world to go from being a championship football player, hosting one of the most popular pregame football shows. He went on to host a big-time morning show. Of course, he had that one flop mm-hmm. when he thought he was a sitcom god. And now he gets to be on the morning show of morning shows, Good Morning America.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Who'd have thunk it?
And CBS is just happy to get the crumbs.
Yeah, but there's some good crumbs there. I guarantee you, news is back in the morning, and CBS fell perpetually at third place. Mm-hmm. They won a few awards, and they're making their presence known.
That's true.
In fact, I will say that on the day Billy Bush takes over, CBS that'll be the signal for CBS to, shall we say, go for the kill, as it were.
You said CBS go for the kill?
Yeah, I think so, because when Billy Bush comes, you know the vultures are going to be circling 30 Rock going, anytime, Mr. Lauer, anytime. Because,
yeah.
you know, they're grooming Billy Bush to be the heir for Matt Lauer, and Lauer knows
it. And Matt Lauer knows
it.
He knows it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he will not get another fat contract from NBC. Savannah Guthrie is not in the safe barn either.
Ah, what? Hello? Ah, crap! Low battery. Shit.
What? Your phone has a low battery?
Dang it.
Oh, man. Well,
just pulled off. I got killed off by low battery.
Oh, no.
Got killed off by low battery.
Well, let's end the show right now, so, you know, you won't have to worry about a low battery. You can get that thing charged up. But I will be on your show as usual. Friday night at 11:30 for more fun and frivolity. Thank you, Steve, for having my back, and I'll talk to you Friday.
For the next refrigerator. Well, do read that and see if it says that.
I'm Tom O'Neill. That's the show. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back same bat time, same bat channel next Monday at 11. Take care, everyone.
Bye.